It's the season for giving, but if you get a pet amphibian this holiday season, you might want to ask yourself, am I really ready for such a long-term relationship? We recently got an email from a woman who failed to ask that question 18 years ago when a small green gift frog named Gilly came into her life. Gilly is still around. His keeper wants to know how much longer this gift will keep on giving. We have NPR senior amphibian longevity correspondent John Nielsen, glad to know he finally has a gig he can handle, to find out.
It was April 1989 when a family in Rockville, Maryland, decided that it might be fun to watch a tadpole turn into a frog. So Mom, Suzanne Nutting, ordered one from a dealer.
And in the mail arrives a tadpole in a styrofoam square container in the mailbox. You come home from work and there it is. And actually this tadpole is halfway into a frog by the time we got it.
Nutting's family put the tad frog known as Gilly into an aquarium and watched it finish morphing. Then the kids grew up and went to college. That made Mother Nutting think a lot about a line written by the author Irma Bombeck.
Happiness is when the children leave home and the dog dies.
At least two family cats and many goldfish have passed on, but not old Gilly the frog. And now, Nutting wants to know, for what she calls planning purposes, how much longer this frog has got. Turns out that frog owners ask this kind of question all the time, according to Andy Snyder of the Fresno Chaffee Zoo in California. Snyder may be the world's leading expert on the lifespans of pet frogs. He says hardly anybody seems to expect them to stick around for very long.
Oftentimes, these are throwaway animals. You get them for a month or two, expect them to die, and then you're done with them.
Snyder says the frogs most commonly sold as tadpoles, leopard frogs and bullfrogs, can last for more than a dozen years before they croak, so to speak. But there are a few species that can last much longer than that. Snyder says this is news that makes some frog owners groan in desperation.
And the question often arises, well, then what am I supposed to do with it?
Please do not attempt to donate these old frogs to zoos, Snyder says, and please do not flush them down toilets accidentally. Suzanne Nutting says she's willing to swear that this is not how her frog Gilly is going to go out.
This thing has slipped into the garbage disposal a couple times, and I frantically pulled it out. I mean, there are ways to get rid of them, but I would never do that.
In fact, if you push Nutting, she'll admit that she loves Gilly. And Gilly appears to love her back, which is fortunate, says Andy Snyder of the Fresno Chaffee Zoo, because this is a love affair that could last for a very long time. After looking at pictures of Gilly, he's decided that this is an African clawed toad frog that may just be entering its prime. He says these frogs sometimes live for more than 30 years. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.